And 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Blue Stem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, 25th of January. Again, clouds and fog and mist and dense fog advisory until noon here today. 35 degrees on our way to 43 before it is all said and done on this 25th of January. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Lyon County Legal Counselor Molly Priest, talking about the county's recently delinquent property tax sale that happened. Molly, good morning. How are you?
I'm well this morning. How are you?
Hey, we're doing all right here so far. So the sale, it looks like it was held January 10th, and there's a number of different items that were on, scheduled to different properties that were up here. And I guess the question comes up here, just to get started, is how properties, how things qualify for or get onto a situation where they are basically sold off in this particular manner?
Sure. So kind of how this starts, you'll start to see in the summer and July publications in the newspaper for delinquent property taxes. And once those properties have been delinquent for 3 years, then they're eligible to be sold by the county at the tax foreclosure sale. So it's a long process, and there's a lot of notice that goes into it, but it is, it's 3 years of past due taxes that will get those properties onto our tax foreclosure case, and then auction.
In a situation like that, is there some leeway given based on, say, the amount of taxes and penalties due, or whether, say, like a property owner is maybe not caught up on the delinquent part but is also making some payments to get caught up, or is it once you get that three-year mark, regardless of where you are in the process, it automatically has to go to a sale?
There is a little bit of leeway. And prior to the filing of this case, a property owner can pay, just 1 year of back taxes. They don't have to pay the entire three-year delinquent amount to be allowed to, keep making those yearly payments to try to get caught up. Once we actually file the case for the foreclosure, then a property owner does have to pay the entire amount due to redeem the property off of the sale.
Now, do these sales happen, first quarter, second quarter? When do these, if you have enough to do a sale, enough to reach three-year mark, how does that work, Molly?
We do a sale yearly. Okay. It's typically been held in the fall. This year, just because of some timing issues, we did push it out till after the holidays to have it in January. And when we filed the case in June, we had 20 properties that were included. And then by the night of the sale, we were down to only four that we sold that night. The rest had been redeemed by the owners or family members.
That was going to be my next question. As you see a lot of property owners that wind up redeeming after things are listed out, and it sounds like, at least based off of the latest sale, that was indeed the case.
Yes, and actually when the information came to me last summer, we had more than 100 properties on. So it does, wow. People do end up paying then at the last minute.
A lot of last-minute interest there by the owners to get that taken care of. So
yes.
Are they sold then by auction?
Yes. The bidding starts at 5% of the delinquent amount of the taxes. And then we just go up from there, and you never know. Some properties sell for more than the back taxes that are owed. Some don't bring a lot. It just depends on the nature of the property.
Understood. Molly Priest, Lyon County Legal Counselor, joining us here on KVUE's Morning Show to talk about the delinquent sale tax process. This really revolving around the sale that's scheduled for January 10th, so a couple of weeks back. But the way it sounds basically is that it's a pretty standard format for the delinquent sale tax process and the sale itself. There's really not much change here regardless of when these are scheduled.
Yes, that's true.
Molly, another question that comes up is do you wind up getting a lot of maybe frequently asked questions from various residents that are going through the process here, or is it one of those things where, you know, once their property is listed, sounds like a lot of them, you know, that prompts a lot of action, but do you have a lot of frequently asked questions that come up with the process as it moves forward?
We do, and we get a lot of phone calls, you know, once notice of the sale has been published, just from the public, people that might be interested in bidding. We get a lot of calls about the process, and, you know, then even after the sale, you know, how that works and how they get their deeds, things like that.
So how are these sales promoted?
Notice legally has to be published in the newspaper.
Okay.
For 3 weeks, and we also put it on our website and on the county Facebook page.
Okay, and they're held basically once a year or several times a year?
Just once a year.
Just once a year. Okay, sounds good. Mm-hmm. Molly, before we let you go, for folks that don't, they hear the term legal counselor, clearly you're involved here with the delinquent tax sale process, but what are some of the other duties and responsibilities that you have with Lyon County government?
Sure. As the county counselor, I'm the legal advisor to the commissioners. Anything that might come up, you know, in their duties. I also do all the civil legal work for the county, so looking at contracts, employment issues, things like that, as well as the care and treatment cases that come through the county.
Outstanding. All right. Molly, anything else you wanted to add either about the sales tax process, other duties, or other responsibilities that should come your way?
We do keep a list of interested parties, and if people want notice of these sales, they can call the county counselor's office, and we'll get them on that list so that they get direct notice of the sales from here on out.
Outstanding. Sounds good.
Good information there. Thanks, Molly.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Sure. Thank you.
All right, Molly Priest joining us, Lyon County's legal counsel, discussing the delinquent sale tax process here on KVUE's Newsmaker segment. And if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segments next week, right now we only have one date claimed. That happens to be Thursday, February 1st, and we're working to get the rest of the schedule filled, but you can still sneak in and claim a spot. 620-342-1400 or email KVUE at KVUE.com and get your information to us so we can get you on the schedule. Tomorrow we'll be joined by RDA Interim President Jim Witt discussing his new appointment and kind of his process and philosophy as being a bridge to the next permanent RDA president. That'll be 7:20 tomorrow morning here on KVOE.
All right. Happy to have Jim with us on our primetime newsmaker tomorrow. And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. That's MRSK Buildings, Jeff Hodges, 340-7732. 727, 35 degrees, fog and mist out there. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
You've got questions when it comes to vehicle maintenance. Questions like, who can possibly fix this? Where can I